This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. Now I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas.
On the air with the DJB gang without the J. Jennifer, what'd she end up doing, Victoria? She had some deal.
She had a Christmas party last night.
How many Christmas parties are you attending this season, Victoria? Have you got a count?
No. Well, I guess we're going to have a virtual company Christmas party at the DJV show, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, on the air.
So, no, just we only have two family parties, and that's it.
Really? Carol, what about you? How popular have you been on the invitation list?
Specifically for Christmas parties, so I went to one last weekend for work, and then we're having one for the family and a Christmas party next weekend. So nice. I'm a little bit more popular than Victoria, I guess.
She really is.
Isn't it interesting how all of the holidays that are meaningful in these various religions that were all founded within one square mile of each other, they all have the same sort of calendar of holidays. Last year it was a little closer to Christmas, it seemed to me, Hanukkah was. But then you have the Muslim holidays at the end of the year. And it's just, it speaks more to the idea that we all are brothers. And pretty much, even though there's silly fighting that goes on, it's meaningless, in essence, between the various religions. Again, thinking that they all were founded within one square mile of each other. And that's fascinating to think about or contemplate, even by itself, that the Jewish religion, the Muslim religion, the Christian religion, all were founded in the same place and from the same families. And then when you look at the holiday structure, especially at this time of year, there's great similarity. And so it's another reason for us to think, what do we, A, have to be thankful for, and B, how similar are we? Instead of all the differences that we underscore, how about all the similarities and the goodness that comes out of those who are pushing goodness rather than distraction and the devilish things that happen that are negative? It's a thought. I thought it would be a good Christmas thought. So let's get to, oh, wait a minute. Today is National Cocoa Day. And it is cold where I am and where you are. We're all on the, Jennifer's on the West Coast, but she's, again, suffering from that party last night. So we all have, I'm looking at 30 degrees tops here today in the Boston area. What about New York? About the same, I think, isn't it?
I think it's about the same, yeah. It's already pretty cold right now, so.
Yeah. Well, it's gone down through the night. It was pretty warm yesterday.
Yeah.
In comparison to what it has been. Kara, what's the temperature and the outlook for Washington?
Yeah, it was in the 20s when I left this morning, but the real feel with the wind, because it's so windy out here, was, I don't know, 12, 13. Yeah, last night when I went out, it was warm-ish in the morning yesterday, and then I went out in the evening, and I was wearing a sweatshirt, and I really, really regretted it because it was so windy.
Yeah,
and I don't think it's going to get above, like, 35 here today. So I'm just going to stay inside.
It is a good day for a cup of hot chocolate that is 2,000 years in the making, created by the Mayans. Cocoa is, well, chocolate, in essence. And isn't that the main ingredient? What's the difference between cocoa and cacao? Isn't cacao the main ingredient of coffee? Isn't there a similarity? They're all from the same family, I think.
Well, cacao is the seed, is the actual, that's what gets ground into coffee, or I mean into chocolate.
Yeah.
All right, so it's a cocoa bean. I believe so. Yeah.
Coffee and
but no, coffee. Coffee's not the same at all. Might be a cousin, but it's not the same bean.
Thus it doesn't taste the same. Mm. But then there's what's the difference between dark chocolate and light chocolate? I was eating some dark chocolate.
How much milk fat is added?
Milk fat.
Yeah, because you can get vegan chocolate that has no added fat or milk or any product in it, and it's just basically really good, pure, dark chocolate. It's just the ground cocoa beans, and that's it. Nothing else added to it.
I remember one of the sponsors of the program was Boca Java Coffee. It was a gourmet coffee. I think they have teas as well. We were giving that stuff away.
That sounds delicious.
Oh, it's great. Hi to Tim Shanahan, listening in Manhattan, Illinois. Good to have you on board, sir. Thank you for your attention and for your patronage and your following. I find a lot of times people will admit to having listened to the program. He says, I've been listening for 5 or 6 years. Good for you, Tim. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to your family as we prepare for that. Today is, let's see, we have 12 days. The 12 days of Christmas are starting today. Actually, they don't. The first day of Christmas is Christmas, and then the 12 days go after Christmas. But if you wanted to be like I am, sort of contrarian, let's start it today, and then we'll go backwards, then we'll go forwards. How about that, ladies? What do you think?
Sure.
Days of Christmas, my true love gave to
Christmas
me.
Christmas ends on January 6th, right?
Right, that's the 12th day.
Right, that's Little Christmas. Is that what they call it, right?
I think so, yes, something along that line. So presents people are buying. I actually went to a couple of catalogs last night to look. I'm a catalog. If I'm going to get something, I'm not getting much for anybody, but I think that Miles should get the call and a couple of catalogs for him. But at this point, and I say this to all parents and grandparents, if you, one present is enough. Remember, everybody's going to want to give a present to the young, like Kara, your sister has the new child this year. And a lot of people are going to say, oh, let's get this, that, and the other thing. Well, at 2, 3 years old, 3, even 4 years old. Well, think back to when you were a child. Did you get, how much loot did you get on your birthday and or on Christmas, Victoria?
I got
did
gypped.
Did you remember? You got gypped?
I got gypped because my birthday is January 4th, so yeah. Everyone always just combined Christmas
yeah.
and birthday.
Well, Megan's birthday is the 27th, Miles the 22nd, so yeah, you put it all together.
Oh, dang, I don't do that. My roommate's birthday is the 14th and Christmas, so I've gotten her multiple different things.
Really?
I don't gyp people for their, come on, you got to get them something for birthday and Christmas.
Yeah, come
I
on,
agree.
Victoria.
I agree.
Right. Yeah. Right. But do you remember, what's the first present that you remember getting and treasuring? Victoria, do you remember the first thing, whether it was a Christmas present, a birthday present, what was the first thing you remember? And you, some people keep those things, like little teddy bears, little dolls,
yeah.
little things that mean a lot, little blankies, whatever it is. What have you kept through all the years?
My grandmother passed away when I was 4. So I have only just a few memories of her, but she had these dolls made, for me, but they were kind of my brother and me, and they were these, brother sister handmade dolls that are really pretty, and my mom still has them. My mom kept them. And so that's kind of the first thing that I remember, really. And then there was another little doll that was really ugly later on when I looked at it, but at the time I loved it. And I, for some reason, named her Roxanne, so I had her for, yeah. That's probably the first doll that I remember carrying around a lot.
What about Roxanne, the song? Remember that song?
Are you a big fan of the Police?
I wouldn't have known that at the time. I have no idea why this doll got named that.
How about, yeah, what about you, Kara? What do you remember from your childhood?
Yeah, I remember, so my grandmother and my grandfather on my dad's side died when I was pretty young. So I remember getting a very large influx of presents from my grandmother when I was a kid, but I don't remember a lot of specifics. But I do know, I don't know the age, but my grandmother's new boyfriend guy in her life after my grandfather died made me a crib out of wood for dolls when I was very small. And I remember that, and I still have that in my room at my parents' house because it was very well made. It was cute. He had, like, little doll blankets and stuff that went in it, and so I always kept my dolls in that when I was a kid. Mm. But, yeah, I mean, it's hard because, yeah, the kid's not going to remember all of those presents, but I think a lot of it is kind of for the parents to remember and pictures. Like, I've gotten my niece a bunch of cute little clothes that she can wear in the summer, and so she might not remember that specific outfit, but it's going to be in pictures or, you know, Easter pictures and stuff like that. So I don't know. I think it's more for the parents and family than it is for the kid, honestly.
Mm. Yeah. Well, but then there's something somewhere that's going to ring a bell or hold I remember getting I think the first thing I remember getting was a wooden train set. And I may have been 4. at the time. I didn't keep it. I don't still have it, but Miles got one just like it. And so it's kind of fun to play with him. He says, Gramps, and he'll bring me in and sit on the floor. And he won't let me touch any of his trains. He says, look, he'll show me how the train is going through the station and on the track and all that sort of thing. But those are the sort of memories
that's
that
cute.
You never... But the things about Christmas or birthdays or whatever, when you're exchanging presents, those are the things that you keep with you. You retain those sorts of things, hopefully. Mm-hmm. But I guess the message when I was starting was, I was thinking about not having it overdone. So many people have just overdo it so much, and then it isn't appreciated. The thought...
Well, then each year the pressure is on to just top what you did
before. Yeah, right.
Before,
yeah, more.
And it turns into being such a spectacle.
Nightmare. Speaking of more, wow, have a lot of you been buying pills? I went online to the, I went to djbshow.com and looked down at the bottom. If you look, some of our advertisers have, what do we call that, bar space? I suppose that's as much as anything else. There are at the bottom a lot of references to some of the advertisers, and there's a place to click on to the My Pillow site. Go to MyPillow.com, or you can go to DJVShow.com. See, I still stick on the DougStephan.com. There is a DougStephan.com still in existence, but we don't have any of this stuff.
No, it's there. If you go to DougStephan, it's all of the networks, everything.
Right, everything together. Anyway, at the bottom of all the pages for all the shows and all the networks, there is a sort of traveling banner for MyPillow with fabulous offers on lots of different things. So I've sent you there to buy pillows, one pillow that's perfect at the regular price, the premium perfect pillow from MyPillow, regular price, then you get one free. That's cool. But then you look around at all the other sleep items that are there. Pretty fantastic, actually, and lots of good ideas. It's never too late for Christmas. They can ship this stuff overnight to you, so you'll have it. So don't. And there's a pillow for your pet that they have that is very spectacular. So all kinds of travel pillows, regular pillows, mattress toppers, the cotton sheets that are luxurious that are there. The place to go for this kind of present, and these are really good, useful presents, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310. 0310.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Overhanging trees present a real danger. During high winds, falling branches can damage roofs and windows. So today, I'll show you how to protect your home by wrapping it in bubble packaging. All you need is a staple gun and 142,000 feet of bubble packaging. Let's get started.
You could try to protect your home with bubble packaging, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Now's the time to spend your Kohl's cash at Kohl's After Christmas Sale. Starting Christmas Day at Kohl's.com. Shop in-store starting Tuesday. Featuring up to 70% off clearance. Take up to 70% off family sleepwear, outerwear, sweaters, and fleece. And up to 70% off holiday trim and decor. Plus, shop our wife sale for big savings on bed and bath, like $2.99 Big One bath towels. And take an extra 15% off your entire purchase this week at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% off, are valid December 26th through January 1st with promo code SNOWMAN15. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Action. actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Guys, pardon, of course. So if you're a fan of carpool karaoke, as I am, you'll be excited to know there is a Christmas carpool karaoke that you're listening to now. Crank it up, Kara, would you, for a second? So in the version of Santa Claus is Coming to Town, the carpool karaoke makeup, Kelly Clarkson, Katy Perry, Usher, Bruno Mars, the Foo Fighters, Miley Cyrus, Pink, Sam Smith, Fifth Harmony, and Ed Sheeran. Oh, I guess he's making it big time if he's in carpool karaoke. So, all right, what are we listening to? This is the, just everybody saying thank you.
Oh, happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
What are they, British?
Wow. Happy Christmas, Harold.
Ah, Harry.
Gordon is. So where did they perform this? Harry Styles in the car.
Happy Christmas, everyone!
Gordon calls him Harold.
Great night.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
So he and Harry kissed?
I guess Harry planted one on him for Christmas.
He didn't expect that, he said.
No.
No. So where did they do this? They didn't do this in the car. They had to do it outside. Somewhere in New York.
Well,
right?
I think that they... So these are all people that he had on throughout the course of the year.
Yeah.
In carpool karaoke. So I think they just filmed a special bit while they were in the car doing their own segments and then put them all together for this.
Thinking ahead. Hey, that's good. I'm not sure I think he's the greatest host in the world, but he does have an infectious personality and a pleasant personality. Mm-hmm. And it works better for my... Anyway, I mean, I don't stay up to watch the Late Late Show. But there is, and I think he is trying to be a little too cute when it comes to American politics, and he has no cred there. So sticking to carpool karaoke works in terms, at least as far as I'm concerned, in terms of his personality and his talent, because he is great when it comes to knowing the music. He really gets into it. He's very infectious with the people that he has riding in the car with him. And it just works.
And he's a genuine fan. And I think that's why it works.
You can see that. Yeah,
he really is. He's not just doing homework to get through a segment. He's genuinely in it.
Yeah, he's into it. Yeah. And I think that's what is charming about it, Victoria.
Yeah, it's true.
Yes, very charming. Okay, so the Christmas karaoke must be, you can download it probably at the CBS app site.
Oh, yes. It's all over YouTube right now.
All over the place. Okay. So that's good. Here's something else. Talking about fans, I'm a big fan of Tina Turner, who has had one heck of a life. And so now she's working on an autobiography. Actually, she did one. Now she's doing another one. Tina Turner, My Love Story, expected out in the fall of next year as the sequel to her first book about herself. It was called I, Tina, as opposed to I, Tuna. 1986, she wrote the book. Topics covered will include everything from finding love to surviving a life-threatening illness. She hasn't really talked much about that before, I don't think. I don't know that that is part of her life, frankly. So, and I am a fan. Simon & Schuster Audio is co-releasing the audiobook set for October of next year. I, Tina, became a worldwide bestseller and moved into a classic picture, What's Love Got to Do With It? Angela Bassett was Tina Turner. That was a good choice.
She was so good in that movie.
She was very good in that, yeah. She's a good actress, actually, I think. Lawrence Fishburne was cast as her ex-husband, Ike. Man, what a jackass, that guy. He is just... Ike Turner, the best you can say about him is he's a complete jackass. The new book, Simon, not coincidental, meant to commemorate her 60th year working in music. So that's good news for Tina Turner fans. 28 after the hour here on the DJ B Show.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Call 800-240-0069. That's 800-240-0069.
I'm Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, and I have a confession to make. I've done a lot of freelancing over the years, and I just kept all of my records on a single Microsoft Word document. So sloppy. But recently I got a tour of FreshBooks, which makes cloud accounting software for freelancers and small businesses, and it was a revelation. Manage your invoices, track your expenses, keep track of your work down to the minute. That is the way to run a side hustle. Check out FreshBooks.com and enter Entrepreneur in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771 or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Habla Español. Si. 34 past the hour. That's it, Sean. You're going to get out of me. It's Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan Carasillan on the DJV show as we work our way into this Thursday, the 21st. It is National Regifting Day. I don't understand why today is Regifting Day, because why would you regift, or is this from last year going to parties that you're regifting? Why would it be
today? I don't know. I agree with you, because I thought that was very odd, too.
Yeah,
but apparently in Colorado, they're the ones who declared this National Regifting Day, and I guess it has something to do with office gifts.
Really?
Because usually by now, people have had their office Christmas parties, and people have either done Secret Santa or whatever, and I guess people then just regift them. It's very weird.
It is weird. Unless they're regifting... You know, a lot of brownies that have hash in them, that kind of stuff.
At an office party? That's one heck of an office.
Also, it's Crossword Puzzle Day. In newspaper edition, December 21st, 1913, the New York World newspaper had a crossword puzzle, and it became a favorite pastime. You wonder how crossword puzzles got into newspapers? Well, that's... the background, the New York World newspaper put a crossword puzzle to occupy people in their times, whether it was, you know, remember, there's barely electricity except in major cities in 1913. Most people are not traveling. We certainly did not have access to a lot of the things that we have today that we take for granted. So having something to read or something to do after dark when you're going to bed. Remember also at the time, most people lived on a farm or in rural situations. It wasn't the kind of population in suburbia or in cities. Remember, suburbia really was a sort of aftermath of World War II. Suburbia, as we know it now, didn't really develop until the early 50s. The kinds of tract homes that were built in these developments, it didn't begin until there was enough money that was circulated that people could buy their own homes. They were cheap homes. I remember we have a neighborhood in Framingham called Appledore, and the houses went for $18,000. You can't buy a car for that today. $18,000 was a slab house with usually 5-6 rooms, a couple of bedrooms, a combo dining room, living room, and a kitchen and a bathroom.
You can buy one of those tiny houses for about that now. You know those shows where the people live in the tiny houses? They're about 125 square feet.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I think they're about 18,000.
Yeah, right. So anyway, that's where we've come and we've gone. We're really having a very interesting now reacquaintance with homeownership. As we explained at one point yesterday, I think, the reality of buying a home is going to change somewhat under this new tax law. There are a lot of different things. Some of them are good, some of them are bad. I think they've upped the ante for people who are at the lowest end of the low-income bracket, so you don't have to pay any taxes. There's a $24,000 deductible automatically, so some people consider that to be, actually, most people consider that to be good. But then when it comes to deductions for mortgages and real estate taxes, that's been curbed. And I really do think that's going to have a negative impact. I don't think these people have thought this through, but then, duh, half the time they don't. Because, again, with the lack of desire to own a home, people will be living in apartments, so the banks will not be lending as much money on mortgages, and people
that's
will
true.
Not...
You're absolutely right. I didn't even think about that, too.
Yeah,
that's bad
business for
banks.
It's going to affect... Yeah, this is going to affect a lot of different businesses, so wait and
good
see.
Good for landlords, and they'll jack
the
rent
up. Yeah, it'll be fabulous for landlords, and people like, as I mentioned, Avalon, which is now the up-and-coming big apartment builder in the country. There's an Avalon everywhere.
That's right. There's one by my parents, too. You're right.
Yeah,
that name definitely stands out. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All over the place, those kinds of outfits. They'll be benefiting. This is a good time, if you have any money, to invest in a real estate investment trust. If I had money, I always like to invest in real estate. But a real estate investment trust, and I believe we have an advertiser coming back in January, which facilitates people putting investments into these real estate trusts so that you can help new construction, help builders that don't have access to a lot of the capital that some of the established builders do. And those will be the guys. I think the smaller builders will come out of this okay because they have less overhead and they can swing, duck with the punches. And so that if you're a small electrician, a small plumber, small carpenter, if you're a finished person, if you are a framer, all those people will, if you have smaller outfits, I think you'll do okay. It's the big ones that I think will have a problem. So we'll see. Anyway, it's all speculation at this point. Let's get to the sports news, because there's a lot of it today, starting, Victoria, with, is it Michaela Maroney or Michaela Maroney?
I believe Michaela.
Michaela. So what's her deal with, she's a gymnast and she has admitted
she's
something.
She's an Olympic gold medal winner.
Winner. Yeah, okay.
And so yesterday her lawyer filed a lawsuit on her behalf, essentially saying that USA Gymnastics paid her to keep her quiet about the abuse that she suffered by that former team doctor, Larry Nassar. Now, Larry Nassar has already been charged. He's got, I think, what is it now? It's a few consecutive life sentences. sentences, but it's not for these charges again that she's talking about. It's for child pornography that they found him guilty on that as well. He hasn't even gone up yet against these charges, where I think it's over 100 women gymnasts that he has, and actually it might even be close to 200 at this point. So she filed a lawsuit yesterday saying that she was forced to sign a confidentiality agreement. She was paid to sign it, and they asked her not to speak about his abuse, and they didn't want it to go public. She used the money that they, the interesting thing is she used the money that they paid her to pay for psychological treatment to cope with the abuse that she had suffered. And her lawsuit seeks to nullify that agreement and says that it's illegal, unconscionable, and against public policy and unenforceable. So she basically wants to be able to tell the whole story. And USA Gymnastics is looking so, so bad on this, because it seems like a lot of other people are going to come forward now saying that they also got hush money. So it's just, it's a terrible...
Get the bastard
situation.
And put him in jail. Throw away the key.
He's already not going anywhere, but now it's still tough for all the other victims who won't really get that closure because they got him on the child pornography charges.
All of this stuff is like, you know, the head of Medusa, you know the story of Medusa?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All the hair of snakes.
Yeah.
And you cut one off and another one grows. That's what this kind of reminds me of, all of this stuff.
True.
Okay, LeVar Ball.
Oh, yeah.
A no good SOB as well. So we got all the no good guys here in the front line. Where are we going? What's this jerk up to?
Well, he is very jerkleburgery, as you would say.
Yes, he's a jerkleburger.
He announced that he's launching a basketball league for nationally ranked players who have graduated from high school but don't want to go to college. They're looking to go right into the pros. It's called the Junior Basketball Association. He said it will be fully funded by his Big Baller brand, and he plans to pay the lowest ranked player a salary of $3,000 a month, and the best player will get $10,000 a month. He's looking for 80 players to fill 10 teams. They'll be based in L.A., Dallas, Brooklyn, and Atlanta. And he said that this is going to be a great jump start for these high school graduates, because they'll be seen by pro scouts. They're going to be playing NBA league rules. They're not going to be playing college rules or college basketball.
Where's the money coming from to do this?
He said it's being funded by his Big Baller
brand.
Yeah,
where does that get his money? What's Big Baller?
Well, they sell sneakers and T-shirts and
his
things
family,
like that.
Is this family money?
This is his brand. It's...
Why does he have a brand?
Because...
What is it? Who pays attention to him?
Well, a lot of people, unfortunately.
College basketball player, yeah.
Well, he has three sons, and one of his sons is Lonzo Ball. He plays for the Lakers. And so his two younger sons, LiAngelo and LaMelo. Now, LiAngelo is the kid from UCLA who was shoplifting in China.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He's now signed to play in Lithuania, and his younger brother, LaMelo, who's still in high school, is also signed to play in Lithuania. So they will not be a part of this league because they have...
So let me get these names straight. LeVar, LiAngelo, and LaMelo.
Yeah, well, it does seem that this league, there does seem to be a lot of interest, and LeVar Ball, as crazy as he is, he's not wrong. He has been pushing for student-athletes in college to be able to make money because, you know, that's against NCAA rules.
Yeah. So what a joke that is. Those guys, the good basketball players in college that are in the, what is it, March Madness, all those,
right?
That type of player, they get payoffs, they get cars, they get girls. That's a bunch of hoey. Drugs.
Well, but he's saying you can avoid all that if they just get a salary, and then they have to, then they have a certain code of conduct and all this other stuff.
Well,
that they have
to follow.
But then
what's the difference between college basketball and professional basketball?
That's exactly it. He's saying there shouldn't really be a line.
Oh. Okay. Oh.
It'll be interesting to see where it goes. There seems to be a lot of buzz on this and a lot of interest so far.
Well, more people, it's interesting how the deflection of people away from football has brought people into the court, if you'll pardon the pun, the court of basketball interest. More people seem now to be interested in basketball than any of my... I know my son's there. My son was a basketball player in high school and college, and he for a long time played pickup with lots of people in Los Angeles, where he lives, and has followed the Celtics rabidly. But he used to be able... He followed the not only the Celtics, but the Patriots, the Red Sox. He doesn't pay any attention to them anymore, just the Celtics. which I find interesting.
Well, yeah, and just yesterday we were talking about Mark Cuban being asked if he wanted to buy the Carolina Panthers, which is up for sale, and he basically said, why would I? No, first of all, because it's a struggling, you know, league. The NBA is on the rise. They still have a way to go to make as much money as the NFL, but the NBA is definitely picking up, I think, a lot of steam, and I think you're right. Maybe it's because of the NFL's decline.
Yeah, and somebody like Cuban saying that is really very powerful because he's highly regarded, highly respected. He's very visible. So it's somebody with him taking a shot like that. Yeah. I love the Mavs. I love Dallas. Charlotte's a great city, but I wouldn't turn my back on the city of Dallas. Yeah, that's a
and he also
statement.
Mentions the obvious safety issues of football, too.
Yeah. Right.
Which I thought was great as well. We talk about it here a lot, about CTE and traumatic brain injury, and you wonder, does that really resonate with other people? And then there it is, Mark
people
Cuban
have a
in
conscience.
Black and white.
Yep. Yeah, and I think Cuban has a conscience. I think he's a pretty special guy. Well, I mean, he's very successful, and I don't think that people who don't have something special somewhere in them get to be successful. I think he's very interesting to watch on. If you ever have a
moment.
I
like him on Shark Tank.
Very good on Shark Tank.
Yeah, he's great.
All those people on Shark Tank are very, very good at what they do, obviously, but they're very good in that circumstance. They all seem completely comfortable. Have you ever noticed that?
Yep.
Really comfortable. Very comfortable.
That's, right, to me, like the best example of reality TV. Because you can learn something from it.
Oh, it's great
it.
Stuff.
It's entertaining. I think it's such a great show. I'm happy
Mr.
that it's
Mr. Wonderful is a jerk, and you all want to boo him. And
right.
So, and they all make fun of him. All right. By the way, he's nowhere near as old as you think he is. If you see him in person, he's nowhere near. You think he looks about 60-something.
Mm-hmm.
When you see him, he's not. I think he's in his late 40s, as a matter of fact.
Really?
Yeah, he's very young looking if you see him in person.
Well, he's not. He's actually in his 60s, though.
Is he?
Yeah, he's 63.
Huh.
Oh, okay, that makes more sense.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Doug's alternate facts. No, remember we were going to start a segment. We were going to start a segment called, what was it going to be called? Doug's favorite facts. You decide
facts.
What's true.
Yes.
Yeah.
Truth.
You decide what's true.
True. What is it? Truth or a lie? No, it's not truth or lie, but it's truth or something else. Yeah.
Dare.
Yeah, maybe. So think of all the good things that we've told people that they didn't know. That's the specialty and the glory of the DJV show. You'll find out something that I guarantee you didn't know. 10 before the hour. You probably did know that.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
A student in Georgia complained that tests and grades were stressful, so the professor adopted a new stress reduction policy. Students who feel stressed about tests can decide their own grades. If they feel any stress, they're welcome to leave without explanation and with no effect on their grade. A stress-free environment may sound good, but life is not stress-free. A look through the lens of liberty reveals the vital importance of stress and risk and how to handle them. Our American system limits the power of government because we believe ordinary people can govern themselves, but they cannot do so unless they learn how to take responsibility for their own actions. If you want a stress-free life, you need a binky and a stroller and someone else deciding where you go.
All regulations curtail freedom, but we can fix that. Find out how at lensofliberty.org.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
Take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one. Together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft.
I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Let's get into the official world of Warren Eckstein, host of the Pet Show, heard every weekend around the country on lots of great radio stations, including many of the stations that carry this program. Warren is the acknowledged expert when it comes to training dogs, or maybe, no, training people. That's more what it is. So, you and Victoria were having a conversation that was fascinating about dogs and their dreams. Let's tell people who are listening what it is, what does it mean when the dog is shaking around, and obviously in a deep sleep.
Well, it could mean something very positive, that having this fantastic dream about chasing something through the woods, or it could be a nightmare. It depends on the background of the dog, just like with people. Now, we were talking about the concept that my dog, who came from a horrible hoarding situation, 200 dogs being kept in cages and breeding, was horrendous. The bottom line is, when I first took Cisco home, for at least 3 or 4 months, he wouldn't sleep in the bed with me, and when he did fall asleep, he would be shaking all over, and it was almost like he slept with one eye open, because he was fearful. But when he'd go into a deep sleep, he would just really shake. Now, he's dreaming of the moon and the sun and the stars. And it's a whole different ballgame, because now he feels real comfortable going to a deep, deep sleep. So it can mean either, just like with people. It could be a nightmare, or it could be a very, very positive dream.
Story of a hero dog in just a matter of moments here as we continue. Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show on the DJV Show.
This report is brought to you by LG.
Providing the perfect entertainment and refreshments for a holiday gathering can seem like a daunting task. LG, alongside interior design and cooking experts, offers tips for a smoother holiday season. Athena Calderon from iSwoon has advice for creating the perfect holiday menu.
Always choose dishes that can be prepped in advance. The last thing you want to worry about is slaving over the stove while your friends and family are hanging out in the other room. LG's smart ThinQ technology is an amazing home hack. You can preheat or turn off your oven remotely from your smartphone. It's genius.
Designer Nate Berkus has tips for styling your table to impress.
The table is where everything comes together. So stick to a neutral color scheme, but add some metallic accents for some holiday shine. Things like brass candle holders will instantly up the ante. Greenery can also dress up the table. I like to finish off the tablescape with a super chic place card at each setting, and it's a great memento for your guests to take home.
For more information, visit LG.com.
77 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's gear. Give the gift of great gear, celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
All right, Warren Eckstein, what do we need to know about this story that's floating around this week, the woman who was mauled by her pit bulls? Her name was Bethany Lynn Stevens. Yeah. Glen Allen, Virginia. She was in the woods with her dog. They apparently attacked her. So what is the average person who has pit bulls or the people who don't like pit bulls need to know about this circumstance?
Well, you know, first of all, it's a horrible story, obviously. I wish I knew more in terms of the background of the dogs. I know she wasn't living with the dogs at that point. I'm a big fan of pit bulls, having trained them and had them for many, many years. If they're socialized, they're just like any other dog. However, this is a horrible case. And every time one of these cases come up, in 99% of the times, if you really research them, there's something there. I don't know if there's a there with this, but the bottom line is it's a horrible situation, but if it were any other breed of dog, you never would have read about it.
No, that's the point, I think. Yeah, I mean, we've a lot of people that I know have had these dogs, taking good care of these dogs. It's all, and the fact that she wasn't around them, yeah, she took them for a walk, and I'm not sure the way that people look at pit bulls, I think, is part of the popular media coverage of them because they're tough looking.
Exactly right. But here's the bottom line. Let's say that we got rid of every pit bull in the world. Every pit bull is gone now, all right? What would happen? Do you think these drug dealers and these dog fighters are going to stop? No, they're going to go out and get German Shepherds and Dobermans and Brazilian dogs. They're not going to stop. So, in other words, the thing that really bugs me is I had Ty, the Buster Brown dog, for many, many years. I trained him for the Buster Brown Company. He was an American Staffordshire, a pit bull terrier, went to schools, went to colleges, went to shopping malls all over the United States and Puerto Rico and Canada. The dog had no idea it had teeth in its mouth except when it was eating. But that's because he was socialized and exposed. So I am not anti-pit bull. I'm pro-pit bull. But I think that perhaps there are people that have them that should not have them because the average gangster is not going to get a schnauzer.
No. All right. Paying tribute to this hero dog that helped save a young toddler. This is a great story that I really kind of want to spend some more time on, but we needed to talk about the dog and the pit bull. I mean,
most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.